I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a cloudy sky, 40 degrees, KSL's top story. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. An update on that Provo police officer shot twice yesterday afternoon. The department says Officer John Osegura is cheerful and doing well. We're now told that he's awake and surgery was successful. Officer Osegura is expected to recover quickly. It's good news. There's a bill making its way through the state Senate aimed at blocking employers from forcing workers to get a COVID vaccine. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports the bill's sponsors think it's the wrong move.
Lawmakers have okayed an early vote on a bill that wouldn't allow your employer to require you get a vaccine unless you work in a healthcare setting where you have significant risk of exposure to disease and spreading it. Some lawmakers question whether the bill would affect large companies like Delta, who could require it, and companies who send employees to and from Utah.
The bill's sponsor says he's going to continue to work on the language before the final Senate vote. As more people get vaccinated, Utah grows closer to herd immunity. Intermountain Healthcare Dr. Mark Breesacker says in the past 3 months, 180,000 people have gotten COVID, but 750,000 doses have been administered.
Those two numbers alone gets you to about 30% of the population. That's a really great place to be in.
He adds we're probably closer to 40 to 50% immune when also factoring in for symptomatic individuals who were never diagnosed with the virus. KSL News Time 602. An FDA advisory panel has cleared the way for approval of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the panel voting to recommend emergency authorization of the vaccine. The president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the U.S. now has three effective COVID-19 vaccines with even more candidates in the trial phase.
The bottom line is that the more vaccines that have high efficacy that we can get into play, the better there is.
The FDA is expected to grant Johnson & Johnson's vaccine final approval this weekend. A grim warning from the head of the CDC. She says the decline in COVID cases that the U.S. has seen over the past few weeks appears to be leveling off. Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the seven-day averages for new cases and deaths actually ticked up this week.
Cases, hospital admissions, and deaths all remain very high, and the recent shift in the pandemic must be taken extremely seriously.
Dr. Walensky says with mass vaccination so close to become a reality, now is not the time for people to relax. The U.S. intelligence community has concluded the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia approved the assassination of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Chair of the House Intelligence Committee Adam Schiff is calling on the Biden administration, to distance itself from the Crown Prince.
The Crown Prince does have blood on his hands. He is responsible for the murder and dismemberment of a U.S. resident, a journalist.
The State Department today imposing sanctions against 76 Saudi officials. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
More than 300 people have now been arrested for their participation in the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol. The acting deputy attorney general of the case says the investigation's moving quickly and they're holding everyone involved responsible. A Provo man who police say stabbed his daughter in the foot is facing a felony abuse charge. Officers say Michael Francisco Rodriguez Vega was arrested earlier this week after stabbing the bed where his wife and daughter were sleeping. Police say he did this because he was intoxicated and thought someone else was in bed with his wife. Someone was. Their small daughter. Weekend storms are on the way, but meteorologists don't think it's going to help the snowpack and the water situation that much. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson tells us skiers will definitely be happy.
This is what weather watchers call a skier's delight. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service say there will be about 8 to 16 inches of powder on most of the northern Utah mountains, but it's going to be the light and fluffy stuff with only about a half inch to an inch of water in that snow. After the last storm system, Utah was roughly 80% of normal snowpack, and this storm isn't really expected to change that.
Meteorologists say another storm could hit in the middle of the week, but it's not expected to bring a lot of water either. Two high school teachers in the Kenyon School District will be flying aboard a NASA observatory. They won't quite get to go into space, but close. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas tells us they're going to bring science lessons back to their students here.
Cleve Castleton from Hillcrest and Milo Maughan from Corner Canyon were chosen to be NASA Airborne Astronomy Ambassadors. They'll fly aboard the SOFIA Observatory during the coming school year. Castleton says the students will get to come along virtually.
While I'm on the aircraft, my students will be able to watch what I'm doing, which is really cool. And then once I get back, said NASA has a curriculum that they've developed.
SOFIA is a modified 747 that carries a 100-inch telescope. Castleton says he wants to teach the students about how infrared light is used in astronomy. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Utah House has approved a bill designating Utah Raptor State Park, our newest state park. It'll be in Dalton Wells Quarry in Grand County, where the Utah Raptor's fossils were first found. This bill will spend $10 million establishing the park and paying for new amenities like campgrounds, bathrooms, and trails. KSL News Time 6:06. Ricky Meese is here. Traffic at the tail end of the rush. How is it?
Yeah, well, I got a tip from a KSL traffic trooper, Bob, calling in. And he said Summit County, and I've been checking the traffic cameras, and I am seeing snowfall coming down. A lot of the roads are mostly wet. There may be a little slush in some spots, but it is snowing in parts of Summit County, moderate to very light in places. So watch for those roads to be wet. It's a very good time to have those lights and wipers on. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on KSL, time for some myth-busting. There's a story making the rounds about Coca-Cola and racism. We'll go looking for the truth of the deal in just a moment. My minute of news is on the way. 6:06, Friday night at KSL News Radio. Thank you for listening.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.